Acts chapter 15, if you want to look with me. Now, in the book of Acts, this great book of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe being filled with the Spirit and thrust out into the world. Now, you're the church of this time, age, day. In the book of Acts chapter 13, from Antioch, God, through much prayer and fasting, sent Barnabas and Saul from that church. They started a missionary journey. The first convert was a deputy, an officer. And from there, they went forth. Now, I want to read a verse here in chapter 15, chapter 14. They're on a mission. That's the chapter Paul got stoned. He got up too, praise God, and he went back to the place where he got stoned. Yeah. And he preached. And that was the whole thing. This is a preaching book. The book of Acts is a preaching book. And they went for preaching a gospel that these people had never heard. Now in chapter number 14, Gentiles started getting saved. We know Cornelius was the first Gentile saved far as in the ministry of the apostles. Peter was the one that went and preached to Cornelius, and he rehearsed this in the ears of them about how God used the gospel to reach Gentiles, and Cornelius being the first one in his house. Then the church sends these men out after laying hands and praying over them. And now chapter 15, they go back to Jerusalem because all these Gentiles is hearing the gospel. And they sat down with the Jerusalem council, and they witnessed these things in the ears of this council here. And they got to telling what God had been doing for the Gentiles. And then they discussed the fact that these Gentiles had to be circumcised. These Gentiles have to obey the law. And they come to the conclusion, thank God, as Peter spake about Cornelius, that the conclusion of it was that they didn't have to do nothing but believe like they did. And they give them a few things of tradition to follow, which was proper. But then, after all that, and we get to our text here this morning, thank God, here Paul and Barnabas had been out on the first missionary journey, and they're about to go again. And this is what Barnabas said, which was a good man, a man of consolation, a man of encouragement. And this man had much patience with him. And this is in verse 36, if you look with me there, thank God. Amen. Let's look at verse 35. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, thank God, he said, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And so Paul, thank God, and Barnabas, thank God, decide that they need to go to the prior places that they had preached to just see how they're doing. And I want to preach this morning just a little while to your heart on how are you doing. He said, we need to go see how they're doing. Now, there's always, thank God, an examination. There's always a time that we need to see how we are doing. Amen. Every plant takes inventory every year, and they take inventory. Inventory just to see how they've done. And Paul and them, thank God, going to go back over these churches and just see how they're doing. Now, as far as this church is what I'm interested in, on how we doing. Amen. Now, I understand and know that the church here was established in 1954. I read that in the minutes back there in that book. And the church here, thank God, with a group of 12 people established this a local assembly back in 1954. That was before I was even born. Thank God. But you know, God had a plan for it. And we read back there in the minutes, I think the first pastor talked about the first pastor here, and things that have transpired down through the years. And as far as I can say, I can't go back to then, but I can go back to the time I started here and joined the church and started pastoring and preaching. And I go back to 1989, thank God, of October of that year, and I look now and I want to see how we do it. Now, I know that this wasn't that big of a span. I think maybe 18 months to 3 years. I really didn't do a study on that. But during that period of time, thank God, here comes these men of God. They're wanting to go see how these Christians are doing, how the church is doing, and what God's doing there. What, my friend, think about this. We're talking about a people, thank God, that they had to leave together in an assembly. Thank God that they're going back to check on them. I want to say this morning, thank God I'm glad that God's checking on us. And the Holy Ghost is the only one that can live in us and through us. Thank God. Friend, I don't have, listen, I love the church. I'm a part of it. But I can't keep the church together. God's Son, Jesus, is the one that keeps the church together. And we find here this morning, boy, it's been good to be in the house of God. I appreciate the good singing this morning that we've had in the church. And it's been uplifting to my heart, the good Sunday school time. And to see the progress in people in the church growing in grace and learning some things about God. Now, some of you was here when I got here back in them days, and not a whole lot, but some of you, and you had been with it longer than I have. And then some of you come in shortly after I started preaching here back in them days. And so we look over the years, how have we done? Hey, God, Paul said, I want to go see how they're doing. I want to know how you doing this morning. That's a common salutation when we go to somebody and we say, how you doing, brother? Amen. Well, they want to go back and check on how the church is doing. I want to say the church ought to always be in progress. Ought not be no neutrality to it. You're not neutral with God. There's no neutral ground with Him. God's the same, and He wants us to move forward. Ain't God, friend, if it was just like it was, amen, and we're not growed in grace, amen, and been effective in the ministry, amen, I don't want to keep going in there. Amen. I tell you, friend, we need to find out where God's at. And I do feel Him around here. Amen. And I thank God for our love for one another in the church. If there's one thing I can say good about you this morning, there's more than one thing I can. Thank God is that we love one another. Amen. And that's the best thing a church could have, is they got the love of God in it. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, a lot of churches have just got legal rules, and they're going through legal motions, and they have no power with God, and they have no love in it. Hey, God, friend, without love, you can't make it. Amen. I mean, there's got to be some love of God in a church. Hey, God, they said this. They said they know that you're real people from God because you love one another. And the greatest of these is love. And so there's one thing. Hey, God, the love of God is in the church. And then I want to say, I believe we can do a little better in, but God's helped us. And we've sounded out the gospel. Amen. Throughout the world, we've got the gospel going. I believe report of last month, thank God, that that the work we're doing, the radio and then the internet work of getting the word out, there's usually about 45 states and at least 45 countries that's hearing these preaching messages. And he said, go all the world to preach the gospel. I don't even know who's listening this morning watching, but I do know that we do have some sounding out. He did not say we've heard the voice. He said you've echoed the gospel. Thank God to the world. And that's that's a good thing. Amen. I believe the mission work. Thank God's a good thing in the church. Somebody said, what constitutes a missionary Baptist church? Well, it started in a mission. Amen. And this church started in a mission. And praise God, they voted to become a church established here. And so, and then the church that was established, thank God, at one time was a mission. Now, praise God, we support men throughout the world preaching the gospel that sinners could be saved. Now, whether you believe it or not, thank God, the same Peter that preached on Pentecost was the same Peter one day Andrew, his own brother, found. And so we found the Messiah. And he brought him to Jesus. And everybody Peter preached to, thank God, Andrew had some investment in. And every missionary that preaches across a foreign field, amen, or in America, thank God, we've got investment in it because we put dollars to it and we put prayers to it. And buddy, how are we doing on it? Amen. That's right. We got God called me in the church. Amen. That's a blessing. Brother Kevin Hobson sent out from this church. He's pastoring in Moxwood, the Gospel Baptist Church. And we got men sent out. We got men that ain't got out preaching. Brother Dennis and Brother Danny, Brother Chris. And then we got Brother Nathaniel here trying, ain't God growing up and wanting to do the will of God, preaching. And old Kenny, he said God called him to preach. And I don't know where he's at this morning, but he said it. Amen. And I believe him. I felt God touch the boy. Amen. Just need some extra prayer. Amen. But what I'm saying is we've got men that's been out preaching. Thank God we got men that do preach. Listen, friend, that's a blessing. Amen. These men out preaching, the Word of God's a blessing. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning, thank God we need to thank God. Amen. For what He has done. How you doing? Amen. That's right. Amen. So God's enabled us to grow in grace, grow in number. I'm thankful for you here this morning. I appreciate the amount of people that's here. We don't count people. I just think, we did at first, and I'm not against it really, but I'm not great advocate of it. One reason is, one Sunday, if you got a number board up here, and you got 100, and next Sunday you got 75, you know what that does? That drops your spirit. And I didn't come to worship the number board, I come to worship Christ. Amen. We're not in the number business. God's the one that's counting anyhow. And that's the way I look at it. Thank God. And the Lord has enabled us to do some things. And I bless His good name for that. And how are we doing? How am I doing? How are you doing? Amen. When I look at my own self and when you look at your own heart, thank God, how are you doing? What you say you're as close to God today as you were a year ago? Amen. Are you? When you say you're close, closer, are you pulling nigh to Him? Thank God. And the church of Jesus Christ is a going forward in the work. Amen. That makes me want to do more. Amen. That makes me want to hunger more. And my friend, let's get in more and help people more because we need to know how we're doing. Amen. And I want to say this. This is not a one-man show. This is not a body that's got two parts. It's a body that functions everybody together. If you're not doing what you're called to do, then you're not being a part of the body the way God wants you to be a part of the body. 1 Corinthians 12 talking about parts of the body. Amen. Some's an arm, some's a foot, some's an eye. Amen. An eye can't be the foot, and the foot can't be the eye. But everybody was put in the body as God willed it to be. And God willed to put, God gives in people. And I do believe it. Yes, I believe everybody's ever saved has a spiritual gift. I believe that. You think God's going to save people and not give them something to do or enable them to be a blessing to the church by exercising their gift? I was talking to Brother Milby the other day, and there's a preacher in his church, Brother Mike Butler. You know who he is. Some of you do. He's been here a long time ago, preached here. He's a friend of mine. He comes to the camp meeting. He came, heard me preach, and I was at Brother Guffey's. And Brother Milby told me the other day. And God told Brother Butler, he said, Brother Butler, he said, I want you to be the greeter around here. Amen. And he said, the greeter, that's right. And he told his wife, he said, I want you to help him. And he said, what time you want to be here? And he said, well, I usually get here 30 minutes early. Amen. And so what God wants him to do is greet people when they come in. Amen. There's always something to do. Thank God, sing in the choir. Amen. Greet people. Thank God, teach the Sunday school class. And we got some of the, and I don't say this in boasting. Thank God, we got some good Sunday school teachers. We got some people that know what they're doing. Amen. They just ain't playing around. They know what they're doing. They're teaching them something. Amen. And I'm saying, how are we doing? I want to know how the churches are doing. Where's the fire at, though, sometimes? It bothers me when we don't have no fire in the bones. Jeremiah said, there's fire in my bones. Amen. I'm telling you, the fire of God ought to be in the people of God. Amen. Ought to be some passion. Passion drives you. Passion drives you. If there's no passion, there's no drive. Amen. That's right. You know what? A man that really wants to be something, he'll do the best he can at it. Amen. I was reading about a preacher this week. He was talking about that. And he was talking about, he said that he watches people to see how passionate they are in what they do and how important it is to them and how important it is to use how passionate you'll be toward what you want to do. Amen. And he said there was an old car shop there in that town, and he said there was a man there that detailed them cars. And he said they'd bring in some of the dirtiest cars and some that really wasn't in that good a shape. But that man, he said he shined, washed and cleaned them cars and shined it up. Amen. I mean, buddy, he done the job. And he said he done every car like that. And he said, I come to the conclusion that man wants to do good at that. Amen. And he said, do the best you can. Amen. I thought when I looked at Brother Shake, amen, he come over and got my lawnmower serviced it. And he brought it back, son. He had it waxed. Amen. I mean, that thing was shining. Amen. You know why? I believe he done the best at it. I'm going to tell you one thing. The preacher ought to do his best. The Sunday's going to teach, I'll do their best. The choir will do their best. The member, I'll do their best. Thank God, how we doing? Amen. That's right, ain't it? Amen. Amen. We ought to read our Bible with passion to hear from God. Amen. Amen. You say, my passion's running a little low. Well, it does sometimes. There's no doubt about it. Mine does sometimes. It's surely not up high like his all the time. Sometimes it runs. Amen. You can't run a car. Ain't got on a full tank of gas so long. Amen. We got to go by the service station, don't we, Brother Keith? And put some gas in the car. Amen. But I tell you what, you try to run it on E, and then you'll run out of gas. Amen. That's why you need to refuel. Amen. Brother Shake told me, he said, I like to put gas in my car when it's down to half. Amen. I thought, praise God, that's pretty good. I usually wait at least it gets under a quarter and run by the gas station. But a lot of people, they wait too long and they come to church and they need a whole lot to get the tank full. How about if you learn to fill it when it's half full? Thank God, you might get faster filled up. Amen. That's right. You know what? Here's the thing. When I come in or you come in, we come in with some kind of measure. Ain't that right? Amen. We come in with some kind of measure. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Robert done a good job in Sunday school this morning. He done a good job. And you know what he done? He's putting gas in my car. Amen. That's right. Now, if you open your gas tank up, amen, that's right. Some people say, well, I don't like that kind of gas. Well, I do. Amen. That's right. Some people say, well, I just get Exxon all the time. You'll get what you need. Yeah. Amen. That's right. You might not find Exxon station. You better get Sunoco or whatever they got. Shell. I don't even know if the Sunoco sells it anymore. But I do know one thing. You can't be particular about the voice all the time. Thank God, just get the word. Amen. Thank God, I've always been trying to preach this to you. And I know God saved me and called me and put me here. But buddy, I'm telling you, if a man's preaching the word of God, if he's teaching the word of God, thank God, no, it ain't about the style he's in. That's about the word he's putting out. Amen. That's right. Amen. Now, I'd rather hold out for a man if he's going to put gas in my car. You know, you used to have full service gas stations. When I was coming up, you didn't put gas in the car. I guess they didn't trust nobody. Amen. That's right. Now they've said, you got to pay before you pump. Amen. That's right. And the gas man come out there, you know, and he'll say, how much you want, sir? Amen. Well, you'd a whole lot rather have a man to come out and have some, thank God, that had a good pair of trousers on and a nice white shirt, or a blue shirt, or a red shirt, whatever the uniform was, and real neat looking, you know, and right sprucey about it, and come out and say, what would you like today, sir? Then a man just coming out and say, what you want? Huh? That's right. And that's where we at.
Yeah.
Amen. We treating God like that. I'm going to tell you, if you get full of the Holy Ghost, and I'm talking about, if you say, how to get full, thank God, get empty of yourself first.
Yeah.
You can't fill something up when something else is in it. You got to get empty of yourself. You say, how do I do that? Humble yourself. Confess your sin. Repent toward God.
Yeah.
Amen. If you get full of God, you won't be full of flesh. If you get full of God, you won't be full of self. Amen. You got to empty yourself out. And I'm telling you, how you get full of God. He said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. I need a filling. I know God fills me. I know God fills you. When you feel, thank God, you're gonna overrun. Amen. That's right. You don't have to guess if a, thank God, if you overfill the cup. He said, my cup runneth over. That's what he said, my cup runneth over. The psalmist said that. It was old, I've told this before, but it's just the truth. It's an old tradition back in the culture of the Israel and the Jews, that when a man went in a house, if they wanted him to stay, they kept filling his cup up.
Yeah.
If they wanted to believe, they wouldn't put nothing in it. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it? God just keeps filling it up. He said, my cup runs over, son. God wants me to stay around. Amen. I'm going to tell you what's happening this day. Amen. We're not even hungry or thirsty enough to want anything to drink.
Right.
God, help us. Amen. Well, you know what? Amen. Listen to this and I'm through. You know what? You know who listens to the Word of God? Them that's hungry for it. And I'm going to tell you, the greatest thing about listening is concentration. I got my attention on concentration. I got to concentrate.
Yeah.
I got to hear what he's got to say. I got to hear that brother testify. Amen. And I got to concentrate. How we doing? How y'all doing? Amen. How you doing? Now, this is a truth. I'm starting to say a Bible truth. Well, it is in a way. Some things get old. Well, I remember when I bought that car when I graduated, I bought that brand new Trans Am, son. White, had that big old eagle on the front. I washed it and waxed it every week. You know why? It was new. Amen. I mean, just took care of it and waxed it and washed it. You know why? It's new. Amen. You know, when I first come to church, it's new. Amen. Everybody likes new things, don't you? Amen. You'd rather have a new car than an old car, wouldn't you? Amen. But you know what? After a while, that new one becomes old. And my voice becomes older to you. And these songs become older to you. And that's why a church has to go forward and seek God more. Everything's got to be worked on. It don't matter if it's your marriage. Your marriage has got to be worked on. Amen. Hey, my wife knows it. I ain't God, even though I got a lot of youthful ways about me. I'm not a teenager no more. Amen. I mean, I've told her this before. If I could replay anything outside of getting saved and getting called to preach and preaching some outside of them things spiritually, if I could go back in time and just replay one day again, I'd replay her coming out of the house for the first time, getting in my car and going on that date.
Yeah.
I'd do it. Boy, you ever have thoughts like that? You know what's got, and you know, memory can keep something fresh, but it can't make it happen. And you know what a lot of people live off? We used to do that.
Yeah.
I remember I used to do that. I remember I'd get up and read my Bible. I remember I'd say amen to the preacher. I remember I'd sing thank God in enjoyment. I remember thank God I'd go to church early and fellowship. I used to do that.
Yeah.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? He said, how's the church doing, preacher? Well, I'd be up to the Lord answering. I'm going to answer my heart.
Amen. People say, how's the church going? I said, well, I think doing all right. See, now I'm going to tell you, if you know me any well, I'm not an exaggerator. I've never been that way. I'm more under the cuff. And my wife told me that. We was talking the other day, and I said, I'm just under more of the cuff. She said, yeah, you are. If I, listen, it's just the way I am. If we had 100 people here today and I knew it, somebody said, how many did you have our Sunday? I'd say, it was around 100. Over 80. I know that sounds like it's untruthful, but that's just the way I am. Say, how many y'all have? I don't know, boy, it's packed out. You know. You ever heard people that never have nothing wrong with them? Yeah. I've met people like that. And then you met people that got everything wrong with them. Where in the world's the median? Yeah. Amen. And you know, I mean, when I was a preacher, I thought, man, all these troubles I'm going through in my mind, my heart, and I mean, this battles I'm going through, and I'd go to the same preacher, I'd say, how you been doing? He said, praise God, I'll tell you, ain't nothing better, buddy. I'd say, I'm telling you, he's a blessing to us. I'm thinking, man, alive, I'm struggling. You know what I found out? They were 2 days just a lie. Now I say this in honesty and no boasting whatsoever. But I found out in life I can help a whole lot more people being honest. Right. And be somebody's friend. And they'll say, you ever been through that? And most people say, long ago. I say, yeah, I've been through it. I've helped pull people out of ditches like that. Because they felt like they was by themselves. Amen. That's right. How you doing? How you really doing? I'm doing the best. Are you? I thank God for the church. I want to tell you, I love this church. I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate God in putting us together. Amen. It's a God fit, too. I visited a fellow yesterday. I went and picked up a couple bales of hay for him. He was out there, and I got talking to him. And he's a good man. I felt good in my heart about talking to him about the Lord. And he said he's saved. And I was talking to him about the Lord, you know. And I said, here's a card. Come see us. He said he went to another church. It's kind of a high-energy liberal, you know. I said, well, you know, we just preach and sing. He said, well, I like that. He's a good fella. He's a good fella. And I thought, maybe he'll come. But I'm going to tell you this, and you hear me gladly. We ought to invite anybody we can, but there's only certain people that fit. Everybody ought to hear the gospel. That's why they need to come in. But when you know this is your place, you know what? It fits with you. You know, it fits with you. Amen. Somebody said, you ever thought about going somewhere else? I said, yeah. I said, but I surely wouldn't fit. Amen. There's a fit somewhere for a person that needs to be in the house of God. This might be the place. Amen. It might not. That's what I tell them. Come one time. I won't beg you to come back. And I won't come back there and ask you to come to the altar. Just come one time. And then if you like it, come back. If you don't come back. Amen. God help us. How you doing? That's what he said. Let's go around and see how they're doing. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Thank you for hearing me.